she all over charms. Rose equally inspired with eager fire, melting through kindness, flaming and desire. With arms like lips close, clinging to embrace, she kissed me to her breast and sparks me to her face. Her nimble tongue outlasts her lightning blade, within my mouth into my thoughts conveyed. Swift orders that I should prepare to throw, the oldest holding thunderbolt below. My fluttering soul sprung with a painted kiss, hangs soaring aura about me, brings of bliss. But once her busy hand would guide that part, which should convey my soul up to her heart. In liquid rapture's eyes is all o'er, melt into sperm and stand at every pore. This wandering o'er my panting bosom, is there then no more? She cries, all this to love and rapturous dew. Must we not pay a debt to pleasure too? But I'd almost fall, almost man alive, to show my wish to be against Fanny's drive.
As I alas and kiss but cannot swive.
As I alas and kiss but cannot swive.
Desires confound my first intent. Succeeding shame does more success prevent. And rage at last confirms me impotent.
And rage at last confirms me impotent.
Even her fair hand which might pity return to frozen age and make cold hermits burn. Applied to my death cinder warms no more than fire to ashes to past flames restore. Trembling, confused, despairing, limb but dry, a wishing weak or moving lump alive. This dart of love was piercing point of stride, with virgin blood 10,000 maids have died. Which nature still directed with such art that into every cup reached every heart. Stiffly resolved but carelessly and fade, woman on emerald its fury state. Wherever it is to come, they found her mate.
No language lies in this unhappy hour, shrunk up and sapless like a withered flower.
The treacherous base deserter of my flame, false to my passion, fatal to my fame. Through what mistaken magic dost thou prove? So true to nudeness, so untrue to love.
Certainly comes as hopes to rub themselves on gates and grunt.
Make sound to rub on shackles.